This season, Live Score is the only place where you can watch every single UEFA Champions League game for free. That means more goals, more unforgettable drama, more end-to-end action. And whether you're watching on your phone or tablet or casting to your TV, the free Live Score app gives you even more ways to watch. Live Score, the new home of the UEFA Champions League. It's more than a score. Download now on the App Store or Google Play.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys.
Hello and welcome to the final episode of this series of 21st Century Football. My name's Will Brazier and this is a podcast talking about football in the 21st century. The clue is in the title, Statman Dave.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Talking about a great player today, so, you know, we've all got to be happy.
Top tees, love that. We are in classic football shirts and I'm also joined by Adam Brown. How are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm excited. Final episode of this series.
Here we go. We've had a busy day today, haven't we? What we've been up to?
Just exploring this amazing place. I mean, every shirt you can think of. Ridiculous. I mean, some of the names I've seen on backs of shirts here today will blow me mind.
My favourite one was Messi, I think it is. Messi.
Oh.
You should look at doing this full time. That's really good. Lionel Messi. Lionel? What are you saying? Lionel?
Lionel Messi.
Yeah, take that.
Yeah, I'm happy. Yeah.
A man that's done quite a lot. He's seen
a few
it all.
Things.
But I wanted to start a different way this time. We've all been very fortunate enough to see him in the flesh, to see him play. We weren't stalking outside his house. It was a paid venture. Dave, where did you see him?
I've seen him a few times. Sit down, guys. You get a little relaxed.
Strap yourselves in.
If you could pick the best one, though.
First, 2008, Man United versus Barcelona, Champions League semi-final, second leg, won by a great strike by Paul Scholes. But Lionel Messi, scary.
Yeah.
When it's your team and they're playing against Messi, every single time he gets the ball, you are in fear. The way that he's just that little jink, that little agility that he could just slip past anything and something could happen. You're basically scared. For 90 minutes, I remember being scared. The entirety of the game.
Is that because you'd lost your guardian?
I was with my mum. Me and my mum go to the football together. We were just nervous.
Right.
There was a nerve around Old Trafford because this player is special just at the start of his career. You know, Ronaldinho was playing in the same game, but arguably Messi was the guy that you're like, this is the guy that we're kind of really worried about in a sense. And that was when he was still very, very young. But that was the first time. I've seen him a few times. I've seen him at Celtic Park, play Celtic. Wow. Barcelona with Neymar, Messi and Suarez, sorry. I was about to say Ronaldo. But you know, it's one of these things where you watch a player and he completely ran the show there. Yeah. It was beautiful to watch.
What about you, mate?
A couple of years back in the Champions League, City versus Barca. I want to say 2017-ish, something like that. Yeah. City actually won 3-1. Messi did score, though, for Barcelona.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Talking through the Messi goal. Am I putting you on the spot? Sorry.
It wasn't one of his more memorable ones. It was just a standard Messi goal from what I can remember. But yeah, it was... What Dave was saying is right. It was weird. There's only a couple of times I've seen it when you're actually at a stadium watching a game where you have this collective kind of bated breath every time he touches the ball, and it really felt like that. I mean, every single time he was on the ball, I'm like, something's going to happen. Oh my God, right, we need to make sure we're on him. So he's just this presence, the aura. He is a phenomenal player as well. The ball control is just ridiculous.
I completely forgot that I went to both legs in the Champions League game recently in the last few years, Man United, Barcelona, and this the quarterfinals, was it?
Last 16. Quarterfinal, yeah.
First leg, sat next to Marco Silva, ex-Everton manager. No joke.
Wild story.
Go on.
Right,
Diogo Dalot's box, sat next to Marco Silva. Great time.
Yeah.
He didn't say much because he was United Everton at the weekend. I felt a bit rude, but he'd be like, what do you think of that, Marco? These tactics are on point, aren't they?
You should have told him you were the stat man.
But Messi arguably was shut down a bit by United that day.
I'm not right.
He got away from...
Speaking of shutting down, Dave, I'll let you have one more sentence, but that narrative will be stopped.
They defended well against him. And I think as Messi's got older, Barcelona have got worse. Messi's had to do more. That will be apparent. But second leg, I go to the Nou Camp, right? We have a great time. I have one of the best nights out of my life. I'm talking Barcelona Beach, 6 o'clock in the morning. We roll out of a club.
You ain't getting
it. I'm like, wowzers.
I'm sorry, to be alive. Will shut you down there. There's no way that you're staying up till 6 a.m.
This was after I'd done some work inside the Nou Camp with Manchester United. I'd been in the press conference. I'd watched the United players train. I'd been with chatting to Wes Brown on the pitch, and he's talking about 99 where he was on the bench. This was incredible. This was one of the best days of my life.
Statman Dave's career, the Messi's career so far.
I just
Marco
want you to know,
Silva.
I'll be your friend. You don't have to impress me, mate. I'm always going
to
be your
so
mate.
I want to finish this off because I need to build it up, because the day before was amazing. What a day. Finishing off at 6 a.m. I think back to the hotel, probably about 4 hours sleep.
Good breakfast in the hotel.
I think I was very much still intoxicated for breakfast.
Wow,
can't really remember it. A little bit of sleep. Then we went straight back out. We had this amazing tapas in Barcelona.
Tapas. Went round this story's going to end with Messi had a great game.
Hold on. They went around the fountain. I drank some beers, sang some songs, went to the ground. Yep. And that's when the fun stopped, really, to be honest. Getting the ground, obviously, it's Champions League. Beers, 0% alcohol. You're like, it's just, I need something here to keep me going. Like, come on, we've been on the piss for 2 days. And you're thinking, how's this going to go? You have to climb like 7,000 flights of stairs, and not even going to joke, like, it's round and round and round and round and round. And then you get to the top, right?
Yep.
You get to your seat. There's no roof.
You're in Barcelona. You're in fucking street.
It generally started to rain, just to let you know, in the second half, to make things worse. There's generally, like, it felt like some, like, Roman Colosseum.
Yeah.
But then they had, like, flexiglass.
Oh, yeah, it's horrible in
it's
that way.
Absolutely. It is one of the worst away ends I've been to in Europe. You know, you think the San Siro, the glory of the San Siro, then you think the new Camp Park is going to be great. Absolute trash for away fans.
A neutral punter, isn't you?
Was Messi
good or...?
Yeah.
So then we get to the game. So we've had a bit of a terrible time getting up, and the seats are rubbish and all this.
Chris,
the United fans are split.
In
a situation where you can't really hear the songs, it doesn't really float around because of the roof.
Yep.
But then Messi takes to the field. Ends the game in 15 minutes. He basically just kills the tie in 15 minutes. Scores one goal that's a bit fortuitous. David De Gea parries it. And then the second goal he scores is just sheer brilliance. And at that point, you're just like, well, you know, this is the greatest player of all time. Just got to hold my hands up here and say, Barcelona was great. The game was a bit rubbish. Now we're going to go home on the plane.
I've actually seen him.
Oh,
I'll keep it brief.
You can have to.
It feels like a wedding where the father, the bride's taking too much of the time.
And you've got to rush yours now. Yeah, quick one.
World Cup, Russia at St. Petersburg. Argentina needed to win against Nigeria to get through. Got in late to the stadium. 95% Argentinian. Unbelievable. Granddad with his grandson next to me. You know, it's just one of them days, Ad. And Messi, I don't know if you remember, it scores a wonderful goal. Ball chipped over. I think it's thigh onto the boot. Bang. Goal. And they won. And the grandfather...
You forget the key part of that Marcus Rojo goal.
Yeah.
Talk me through that.
Well, also the key part, God rest his soul, Maradona was opposite me. And that was the infamous night where maybe he'd had one or too many coffees.
Yeah.
His heart was racing. He was opposite. Rojo scored. The granddad and the grandson, they started crying. And I had to film an Instagram story. And that's it. I got to see him play live.
But isn't it amazing that we actually got to see... We've all had a chance to see him play in the flesh.
Well, that's the thing we were talking about off air. Do we think we fully appreciate just how good he is?
It's different. It's difficult because, obviously, pretty much any conversation about Messi, you end up also mentioning Ronaldo. Just because the two... unbelievable generational talents, which if they'd have existed in different eras, they might have had actually more praise heaped on them. Do you know what I mean? And actually had a bit more of their own kind of focus on just how good they are as players. I mean, no one's saying that Messi's not got the credit he deserves, because he has.
If you wanted to say that, you can say that in this form.
No, it's fine, but I just think sometimes there's a little bit of... he's taken away, because often people go, yeah, but he's not as good as Ronaldo, or vice versa. They go, oh, but he's... And it doesn't need to be... It's not always got to be a comparison. It's just actually, let's appreciate him for just how much he's achieved and how good a player he is in his own right.
Dave, we know he's an unbelievable goal scorer, but what's his actual role on the pitch? And has that sort of evolved over the years?
Yeah, it's massively changed throughout the years. And I think that's the brilliance of Lionel Messi in terms of where he started, where he's come, and how good he got. You think at the start of his career at Barcelona, it was a bit of a tricky inverted winger, would just cut on onto that right foot, try and get shots away and stuff. But reasonably simple. Obviously had an eye for a pass. But the way that he was moulded by Pep Guardiola, you know, first and foremost playing him, you know, on the right wing, on the left wing, and then playing him in this false nine position that has been coined for the last 10, 15 years. And that was started with Lionel Messi, allowed Messi to play through the middle. And I think that allowed him to become a better goal scorer and a better player. So you have that Messi that's a winger, now he's a false nine, plays through the middle. We're talking Etu, Henri, the side of him. Of course, Guardiola launched that tactic against Real Madrid and they absolutely battered them at the Bernabeu, I think. But then playing that position, you know, utilising his skills, his ability with two superstars either side, Etu, Henri, big superstars, and then to with Villa and Pedro, very functional players in a sense. One of the greatest teams in memory, 2011 Barcelona. But the 2009 side was also really good.
2011 and the 2000, were they the ones that ended in defeat for United?
Yes.
No, oh, that wasn't
and again, that's something where you look at these managers, coaches and players. Like, I felt friction with Lionel Messi for a long time because he beat my side and he beat them well. And that's something that you've got to look at this player, that he's just changed throughout the entirety of his career and he's improved. Become a better goal scorer, a better assister. You look at his stats now versus his stats at the start, would just be shots, dribbles, assists, chances created. Now he's literally doing everything. He's starting play deep for Barcelona. He's completing passes deep. He's getting into the middle third. He's dominating the ball there, getting into the final third and still being Lionel Messi, but maybe a little bit more creative, a little bit more of an eye for a pass. And as much as you'd say, we'll look back and we'll remember. But yeah, I think we've already seen a number of Lionel Messi's in a sense, from the early days to the middle days to now these final days of his career. And I think it's just a joy to watch.
Which has been
such a player.
It's been like quite a big part about, you know, throughout the series of looking at those players that have managed to actually evolve throughout the career rather than just being the one-trick pony. Throughout, as they've got older, they've adapted the game, they've changed and done it successfully. And I think that Messi's an unbelievable example of that. This series as well, we've looked at, you know, players in the 21st century, not just what they do on the pitch but off the pitch as well. So in terms of marketing,
yeah,
Messi now is allegedly worth $1 billion.
Wow.
So
it's a lot of Bitcoin.
Probably will get his own coin, actually,
the Messi coin, I bet.
Well, I just thought we could do a little game.
Yeah,
right,
another game.
So just, this is called Lionel Messi. So you got a little guess.
Something with that.
Hang on, Dave. Don't start.
I just don't think I can handle this anymore.
A couple of weeks' time, have a look on his YouTube clips channel.
This is it.
Welcome back, guys. We're going to play Lionel Messi today.
You can tell I work in radio. So basically, we know the ones that the companies he's worked with before. He's got a lifetime endorsement deal with Adidas. He's got Pro Evo. He's worked with Pro Evolution Soccer before. Pepsi, Lay's Crisps, which are the ones you have on holiday when you learn.
Walker's rebranded them.
No, yeah, your packaging makes you know that you're on a holiday.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Fanta Lemon.
Yeah, exactly, mate. Yeah.
Fanta Limon.
Go great with a Fanta Limon. So I'm just going to go through some of these here, some of the endorsements that he's had. Now, there's a couple of red herrings in there.
Oh,
so you've got to tell me if you think he's actually endorsed by him or not, okay? I'm going to start with one. So here we go. First one is called Tezaco, which is an Argentinian beef-flavoured drink.
Beef-flavoured drink?
Yeah. What do you reckon? Endorsed?
Don't look at me. You've got to answer first.
No, he loves this. Whenever there's a game, Dave will wait until you've answered.
Let's do ABBA. Me first, then you, then me.
All right, well, you go first, Will, on this one.
Just watch him. I'm going to say that's true. Although it's not something I'm accustomed to and would never drink, you know, each to their own.
I don't know how to throw that in. Dave, go on.
I'm not really listening to the question. I'm more trying to read Adam's face. I'm going to say false.
It's false. That's one nil to Dave. Right, okay, next one. Scalp D, which is a Japanese face cream. Is that a Lionel Messi endorsement?
What's it got in it?
I don't know the ingredients, Dave. Let's just go with it.
What's the branding like?
Again, it's just called Scalp D, mate. What do you think? What's your Lionel Messi? Legit or not?
True.
Oh, I do think that's true.
It is true. Next one. This is an interesting one. Is it a product called Foot Bubbles? So what the way this works is you get a pair of Lionel Messi branded socks, you put them on, you get some bubbles, as in, you know, and you blow the bubbles and you can do keepy-uppies with the bubbles using the Lionel Messi socks.
I think that's true.
So you're saying keepy-uppies with socks and bubbles?
Yeah.
How does that work from a scientific perspective?
He's just here. He's got the brand name. And he says
again, you think I've got all the intel
on
this?
You got the sock here now.
As a quiz master, surely there's got to be some information you've got to dig in.
I'm just a hired voice, Dave.
What are you saying?
Well, go on.
I'm going to go with... You said true, Will?
Yeah.
I'm also going to go true.
Oh, you're a fucking snake.
It is true. It is true.
You're a rat.
It exists. I've seen the video. It's absolutely wild.
I was going to say I thought I'd seen the video, but then you go false and be like, well, what are you watching?
Yeah, right. Okay, next one. Cool, more of these. Mengniu, which is China's leading dairy product brand. What do you think? Is that a Lionel Messi endorsement? What's your Lionel Messi? Go on, Dave.
Dairy.
Yeah, what percent? Is it milk or is it chicken? We don't know, mate. It's China's leading dairy product brand. What do you reckon? Is it got Messi's face on it or not?
This is a serious rivalry here.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
We can't treat it as nothing.
Just that I've got a couple more. We want to try and get through them all.
Name of the brand again?
Mengniu. Mengniu. Mengniu.
Yes or no,
it
doesn't, Dave.
I mean, the spelling's not going to... You're going for true. It is true. Dave got it right. Final couple. Tracker, a Croatian masking tape company.
False.
That's false. Yeah. Right. And finally, Midas Telecommunications in Dubai. They've got a phone called the Messi 10C. When you touch it, it turns gold.
True. No. It's entertainment, Dave. Go false.
True. I think it's true.
False.
And his next goal wins, and it's false.
Yay! Oh! Solskjaer has won it.
You're gonna take that as a victory because you got absolutely hammered there. That was embarrassing.
The key of that is, let's just say that. Listen, he's made a hell of a lot of money from endorsements. Ridiculous. I mean, Croatia masking tape. If they're not signed him up, get him signed up. Seriously.
You're listening to 21st Century Football. We're just going to take a little break and then we'll be back.
Hello. Hello there. What voice do you want me to do? We will do a little bit. I'll just do my voice.
Do your voice.
Yeah, thanks. Hello. I'm Joe Marler. People think I hate people, but I don't. I actually love interaction with people. I love finding out what jobs they do and whether I could do what they do. The Joe Marler Show.
Joe Marler Show.
With new episodes every Wednesday.
Describe Maynooth University in 3 words.
You're in control.
Young, bold, progressive.
Skills for life.
Gives you choice.
Feel so happy.
Choose the university that puts you first.
Best decision ever.
Virtual Open Days, November 26th and 27th. Visit openday.maynoothuniversity.ie. Maynooth University, know no bounds.
When you bet fair on football, you get daily rewards. So any day can be a big deal. So whether it's a lower league match day, a top flight derby day, or a Champions League superstar showdown day, this week we're doubling our daily rewards. Get a €10 free bet when you bet €20 worth of multiples or bet builders. Double daily rewards, because we're Betfair.
Max €10 free bet per day. Each bet must have at least one selection of minimum odds of 1.5 or 1-2 or more. Free bet valid 24 hours on multiples or bet builders. T's and C's apply. 18 plus, visit gamblingcare.ie.
Let's move on to iconic moments. We spoke about seeing him in the flesh ourselves. I mean, he's got too many to mention, but what are our standout iconic moments, Ad?
I'm going to go for Champions League final 2009. Mainly because, I mean, I'm not just doing that to antagonise you, Dave. I'm just saying that it was an incredible performance.
We're talking about Messi, not my football club. So just
okay, all right, okay. Yeah. I just off the top of my head, I've got a bit of a rough description of what the goal went down like. Just want to describe this to you. If you remember right, he lost Real Ferdinand. He was meant to be marking him. And he jumped up to get a fantastic ball delivered in by Xavi. And then seemingly hanging in the air forever, Messi looped the ball over the despairing dive of Edwin van der Sar. No way the diminutive Argentinian should have beat two formidable and tall opponents in the air. But Lionel Messi did just that. So I don't know how he managed it, but he did it.
Lazy defending there.
No, it was incredible. It was a great...
I think it's the brilliance of his positioning that you have to look at in that goal. Obviously, I've gone back and I've looked at these things to exercise the demons.
Yeah.
And the way that Messi picks up a little pocket of space just off the defenders, top class. Because he's not going to beat Vidic and Ferdinand in the air, but what he's going to do is, if he's got a little bit of movement and the pass is going to be good, with coming from Xavi, is going to be very, very good, or the cross, then we're looking at a situation where Messi is truly, really understands football to a level that we don't.
Yeah.
That these little bits of movement and so forth, you know, open up games and win games of football.
Sort of back post header where he's learnt maybe off the likes of Lukas Jukovic.
It's not back post. Middle of the goal.
Middle of the goal, near the back post. Sort of Lukas Jukovic style.
No, you see, that's more like chuck the ball into the box. Hopefully he may win it.
Do you think he's learned his heading ability off Lukas Jukovic?
No, he hasn't.
Okay. What are you going for?
I'm going to go 2011 final.
Oh.
I think the goal that he scored, it was unbelievable. The shift to get away of the first defender and then the hit was unbelievable. That game was a lot closer than people remember. Again, I went back and watched it for fun.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, one of these things I like to do. And the way that Man United defended in the first half was really good. They forced Barcelona into positions where they blocked out the angles that they'd usually utilise. And it got to a point where Barcelona got quite frustrated by the end of that first half. You remember Rooney grabbed the really late goal, so it went in 1-1.
Yeah.
But the second half, I think Pep changes something in the sense that Barcelona aren't trying to walk the ball into the goal anymore. They're shooting from range. Both of the goals that come in the second half from Barcelona, Messi and Villa, are both from outside the box. But the brilliance of that first goal from Messi receives it just of the left of Park Ji-sung. The midfield sort of collapses on him. He beats a man, but shoots early, and it catches out Edwin van der Sar. And it's a really, really good goal at such a high-pressure moment that I think we don't give it credit for what it was, in a sense, that that's the goal that turns the game. From that point, Barcelona, again, they've got the ball, they've got possession. United need a goal and Villa scores from outside the box. But it's that little bit of trickery, picking the ball up deep, getting a shot on goal. Messi is unique in that aspect, that he's someone you can give the ball to and then they can go, like a Maradona.
Yeah, but dropping into them pockets of space, like Dave said, and it's deceptive how quick he is. Do you know what I mean? You'd never consider him to be a pacey player necessarily, but it's just the foresight and the vision, and just to sneak in those positions like that and get and be, you know, an option to then, you know, turn it into a goal. There's no one like him who can do that.
No.
And what's yours, Will?
I was going to go for the meme that it's turned into now.
Jerome Boateng?
No. Get your memes right.
There's a great meme for the Jerome Boateng one.
I'll let you have yours, Dave. I'm going to do mine now, if that's okay.
I don't think it'd be that good a meme.
I had a really good setup there. Classic football shirts. He got his shirt off. That's what he's going to do.
The next one, Will.
And he unveiled it to the Bernabeu. He scored a last-minute winner, 2 goals in the game. They went top of the league. And I even think, allegedly, some of the Real Madrid fans were clapping.
I like that. That's brought another meme to my head.
Remember what you got?
Remember the priceless one? There was a credit card company had a campaign with the word priceless. Was it priceless?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Behind the hoardings, and there was that great shot of Messi.
Oh,
like your shot of Messi where he's holding the shirt up and people have memed that. But that sounded kind of like priceless, and Messi is priceless in a sense. But remember the Boateng moment? Talk me through it, Will.
Boateng looks like he's just collapsed.
Messi dribbling right-hand side into the penalty area, little touches.
It just flat,
basically like flop. Imagine how if you faced Lionel Messi, that's what would happen. You know, quite a tall fella, you just sort of tip over like a tree.
Yeah,
little nutmeg goal.
Got a great low centre of gravity. It was a bit like a Ric Flair flop.
It was, absolutely.
Straight over my head.
Dave, another city that you've partaken fun in, I don't know if it was a 6 a.m. finish, it was Berlin. The scene of, not the crime, but one of the greatest moments of Messi's career.
Probably maybe like an 8, 9 in the morning.
No, absolutely no chance.
Disgraceful. Absolutely. What a city. But no, the Champions League final against Juventus, I think, is another one we've got to talk about, with Messi again being the difference maker in that game. And I think that was a different Messi, in a sense that we had the Messi as a false nine. Now we've got this playmaking right winger with Suarez through the middle, Neymar on the left-hand side. And that team was really good. Luis Enrique built a team that had to move away from Guardiola's possession. They were a little bit more counter-attacking, a little bit more on the break. Messi was given a free role in a sense where even Rakitic was playing right centre midfield and he would cover the flank and they'd defend 4-4-2. Messi would sit higher and just do what he wanted to do on the break. And I think that was Messi moving maybe to a three-quarters or a trequartista in a sense where didn't have to defend a trequartista.
To end.
Very, very nice. But I just wanted to because that was another year where Messi was properly dominant from the right wing.
Yeah.
But different than his first days and different from where he'd started.
Well, that narrative of that final gets ruined because it was the one where it was set up for Buffon, wasn't it, to finally get it, but he didn't.
Yeah, big shame.
Messi sport his day. Right. We've come so far, we've seen it all, gents.
We have.
But we've got one final act to do for this season, and that is to rank Lionel Messi?
It's going to be big in this. If we look at what he's got to beat to get to the very top.
I think 88 out of 90 is the biggest score we've had so far by a young lad from Scotland. Let's start with, would you go for a drink with him? Got a factor in language barrier. I can't speak the language that he speaks.
I just feel stressed. It's okay. A difficult one, right? Because
and that's expected, and that's fine.
You don't want to go for a drink with him, does he?
I just don't like Luis Suarez.
What?
And Messi and Suarez are really good pals. So if you're going a night out and Messi, you know, you've had food, you're about to go and hit a bar, go for a few more drinks. What happens if he gets on the blowout? Luis, we have this crazy Mancunian man.
When did he turn German?
and then Suarez turns up, and I'm like, after a few cans, may get a little bit vocal with Luis.
Okay,
he might bite me, and then that's a terrible end to the night. Got to go and get a tetanus shot from A&E.
Let's just say Suarez is not going to be there, pal. It's just you and Messi.
I always would worry about the danger. So that's
he's in a different country. He's not going to be
that's,
there.
He's still worry. We're playing helicopter. These people are rich.
Dave, please.
I think that's at least 2-3 points off for just a fear. Maybe two points off.
Don't be a dick.
I'm going to go for 8 because of the stories. But I'd just be worried with Luis Suarez. You never know when you may just see some like teeth marks.
Suarez is not there.
I can't look past it,
mate. He's not there. He doesn't even play for the same team as him now.
I might be afraid.
Right, what are you going for?
Can you just say 10? I don't know. I don't know if I'd be that excited to go for a drink with him. Do you know what I mean? He seems a little bit dull.
You sat there and you think this is a bit dull and he goes, hang on, I've got a sock here. Pulls out some bubbles. And then
if he does that, mate, I'll be like, hang on a minute. Let me get him on.
It's a different night.
You're already wearing your socks, Adam. What are you talking
about?
You wear your socks to go and meet Lionel Messi, your bubble socks.
That's true, actually. If I go already with the bubble socks on and he provides the bubbles, it'd be a good night.
So,
are you saying that the socks are definitely there? Is
socks
this the
are there,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was going to be an 8, but I'll go for a 9.
Okay, I'll go for a 10.
Why a 10 though?
I've got a
big party animal.
Yeah, I've got to protect the right of Lionel Messi because there's some people on here.
He's done that,
going for a pint with him. You've scored the rest of the players. I've given you solid logic of why I think that a night out with Lionel Messi could turn a bit bitey.
You're a coward. Five-a-side football. Would you want Lionel Messi in your five-a-side team?
Yeah, of course.
10. It's got to be 10.
He's got a big agenda to get Messi out of that board, hasn't he?
No, but that has got to be 10.
Is he passing it enough for you?
I think he could get a bit frustrated.
Yeah.
We've seen latter part of his career where he's got a bit frustrated with teammates. I'd want to be that guy.
But
I'd worry a little bit.
You are going to win, but you are pretty much guaranteed to win the game if you've got him on your team.
It's a difficult one. I think league format, Messi, definitely.
Difficult one?
I think
Messi in your five-a-side team.
I think for you've just got to think, look, if I let Messi down, can he still do it himself? And he probably can. So for that reason, I'm going to go with a 10.
Thank you. 10 for me.
It's got to be a 10. You can't have a generational talent and suddenly say you don't want him in your five-a-side team.
I don't know if it's the coffee, but my heart was going there. Let's move on finally. Iconic moments. Let's just put it all on the table with Statman Dave's logic. The only one he's not won is the World Cup.
Well, Dave, you're always, you know, you've got your own kind of system, really, in some ways.
Did he rank Pirlo 10, sorry?
He lost a point for the lack of Euros, but he gained one back from, obviously, the World Cup, the Olympic win, which is big. Messi's obviously got the Olympics, but Lionel Messi, so here we go. Entire professional career so far at Barcelona, won a club record 35 trophies, including 10 La Ligas, 7 Copa del Rey titles, 4 Champions Leagues, a prolific goal scorer and creator in La Liga, most goals, most in a European season, most hat-tricks, most Champions League goals, assists, all the records that he had that Ronaldo fought back and so forth. Messi is a sensation. 4 Ballon d'Ors. Consecutive years. That's such an incredible talent. So I don't think there's anything you can take off Lionel Messi. I don't think there's any logic. And he won the Olympics. The only slight thing you'd think, World Cup. Is that a concern?
Yeah, there's always been a bit of a question mark about that, I think, haven't they? You know, to have such a... You've seen, again, not to sort of hark back to the Ronaldo comparisons, but we've seen Ronaldo almost single-handedly drag teams to win tournaments.
Portugal are... A better side than
Ronaldo won
Argentina
the Euros.
Has been, in my opinion.
He's won the Copa America, isn't he?
In my opinion, yeah.
I think that Portugal team of the Euros, though, stacked up top.
Whereas I think Argentina have got a real lack of quality through them team. Midfield defence has never been great. Whereas I think Portugal have had a decent midfield and they've had a decent defence. I think that's the levels.
But hang on. Not one that, but respectively, he's won a Copa America and Ronaldo's won a Euros.
Yeah.
They both effectively won the same thing.
Why? What's your concern? I'm not attacking him for it.
It does feel like you are.
I'm just
stating
facts about Argentina and Portugal.
Are you giving him a 10 or not?
Well, I'll do mine last.
No, you won't.
No, I'll do mine last.
he wants the glory if he gets to the top. I've
delivered the stats.
It's a 10 from me.
Well, I just think that, you know, throughout the series, we've judged people on not just the team achievements, but individual ones as well.
Well said.
And he's done both, really, hasn't he? You know, I mean, he's won everything for Barcelona. Mm-hmm. And, four Ballon d'Ors is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going for a 10.
Dave. You've got to do your score first. Well, I'm doing mine last.
You said 10.
Yeah. You say 10.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
What about the lack of the World Cup, Will? Are you taking that into your scoring?
I'm just not going to say anything because I feel like every time I speak, it's just adding more fuel to your fire. I know that might not be good for a podcast, Joe, but I'm sorry, I'm drawing the liner.
I'm going to go with a 9.
But
a false 9.
A false 9.
Which is actually a 10. Drawing you right into that one.
That's why he wanted to go last. He had a lot. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Name, everybody.
I'll give you that.
Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram. So that means we have got the final score in.
Are you going to cry now, Will? You look like you've got tears in your eyes.
No, but I know what you've done. This is like sort of a line of duty storyline where since episode one, you've been sculpting this to make it your narrative, to make the winner of season one, the highest ranking, is Sir Alex Ferguson.
So you, no, why would I do that?
Your hate.
Why would I do that?
Your fucking hate.
Why would I do that?
You've done this. I've been manipulated since episode one.
We're like
one.
Puppets, mate.
Yeah, like that, on a fucking string.
who's number two?
Messi.
Who's number three?
Don't know.
Andre Pirlo.
Ronaldinho, apparently.
Lovely stuff.
Well, Fergie.
There's some of my favourite players and managers for you guys.
Fergie and Messi.
Yeah, all his favourites are at the top, aren't they? He's manipulated it.
He's done it.
No, to be fair, I think it's a strong top of the leaderboard, that, isn't it? That's very, very strong.
I think we scored Messi a bit too high with the drinks. I feel.
But that's our own fault, isn't it?
I think it's your fault. If I'm going to say any blame or anything.
Massive thanks to everyone who've listened. We've been on a journey together through the 21st century of football, from managers to players, coaches, statmans, Daves. I hope you're proud of yourself, mate. I really am.
Look, the leaderboard at the start was a bit dodged off. It's good that we've corrected it by the end of the season. And Messi is the top player.
Well, we have got season two and I will be, you know, I know what to expect now. We'll be talking all about the Euros. Ad, you excited?
I can't wait for it, mate. It's going to be really, really cool. Really, really looking forward to it.
We are looking forward to it as well. Massive thanks for listening. Rate and review us 5 stars on iTunes. We'll be back very soon. This has been 21st Century Football. See ya. Bye.
It sound right, boy. This season, Live Score is the only place where you can watch every single UEFA Champions League game for free. That means more goals, more unforgettable drama, more end-to-end action. And whether you're watching on your phone or tablet or casting to your TV, the free Live Score app gives you even more ways to watch. Live Score, the new home of the UEFA Champions League. It's more than a score. Download now on the App Store or Google Play.
Podcast Network.